Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you'll get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matters more than ever. Place your money line, prop, or parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park.
Alex, can you still hear us on your end? We're having some weird audio problems. This is why I wanted to do a test stream this weekend, and I can't figure some shit out. Yeah.
Are we being weird? Should we sound weird?
You know, yours is great.
Everyone sounds fine to me, too.
That's the weird thing, is everybody sounds good to us, but when we record, or the way it comes across on OBS or something, the way the stream comes across, it sounds echoey. We got a guy in the... We got Corey in the chat saying that sounds echoey, like we're Tom Morello solo. So, that's not good. I know, there's got to be a fix for that. Oh, motherfucker.
I get my ham radio license, I can do it.
Hey, shut up, Ryan.
It's awesome. No, it's fantastic. It's the best. It's fantastic. It's stupendous.
Yeah, so let's not be hacks and talk about the news. What's going on, guys? Come on, let's talk about some conspiracies. I just had Ron on my show. We did a paranormal investigation. One of my buddies called up, got a call at the zoo he works at, and this lady, you know, reported a paranormal sighting. But anything like that? I mean, there's this big UFO disclosure coming out June 25th.
I want to hear your story right now, because I am very on board with not talking about the bullshit news. So please tell me that lady's story right now. That sounds great. Let's do that.
Well, I can't, because that's on my Patreon. That's just kind of how it works. So if folks want to listen to
what do you mean it's on your Patreon? Now you bitch ass.
Why do you even say it then?
Dude, you're such a cocksucker.
You need to have a backup, dude. Come on.
You just talked about that. Dude,
all right, fine.
God,
I got abducted
so
by
annoying.
Aliens yesterday or something. Like, make something
dude,
up.
I don't even want to hear the story. It's some fake story anyway. Some retarded story. I guarantee
fake
I'm
news,
gonna listen to that story
news.
More. I guarantee that she's gonna say that story. I bet it's the most retarded, dumbest fucking story I've ever heard. Oh, my, God. My pussy got wet or something. It's probably the stupidest fucking story. I'd love to hear this fucking story.
I want to hear it so bad.
So good.
Fine,
it's
we'll
so
subscribe
good.
To your Patreon and we'll hear
it. It's not my story to tell. It was my co-host Chris's story, so I wouldn't do it justice anyways. That's why I'm telling people they can go listen to it on my Patreon. Thank you for letting
me
plug
that, Alex.
Well,
and you lit me the fuck up when I plugged the Patreon on that one episode, Mark. So what the fuck is that? You're plugging a cool story, and now you can't tell us. Okay. Well,
that's fine.
Fair.
I'm just suggesting another area of discussion we can get into. That's all.
Okay.
Yeah. Well, I mean, so, you know, fun thing. I know Brandon wanted to talk about a little bit of like the homeopathic stuff. Fun, weird little thing that was going on in my personal life, man. I thought I was going to have to put one of my oldest dog down a couple of days ago because I took him to a few different vets and they were all telling me that he had cancer. And I, this guy comes in, I'm, you know, made peace with the whole thing. I'm thinking I'm going to, you know, have to do the deed and put the, my oldest dog down, man. I had this guy for 11 years and this guy comes in right away. He says, that's not cancer. I can cut that thing off for $1,200. Right.
Oh,
but the
shit.
Thing is, this guy isn't one of those mainstream vets, you know? And I was talking with him when he was done, we go outside and this dude's like, yeah, man, a lot of veterinarians, just like a lot of doctors out there, are just trying to charge you out the ass to make a shitload of money. They want to put a down payment on a yacht or a new property or something like that. Instead of, you know, raping you with chemotherapy and radiation, what we can do is cut that thing off. And then I'll sew it back up. If it comes back up, then we'll see what happens from there. But I wasn't able to even try and let this thing go for less than $7,000, they were telling me. So, oh, I mean, shit. It's a giant...
cancer treatment. We had a dog, Christian, that got cancer treatment. It's terrible for the dog.
Dude. Yeah,
the
dude.
It's really unfair.
It's terrible for people.
But, yeah. Well, the thing is, too, dude, like right away, they were telling me that they wanted to cut the leg off. And I cut the leg off of an 11-year-old. Going on, you know what I mean? Like it's one thing when you're a puppy or something, or when a dog's a puppy and they get that shit cut off, they learn how to walk with it. But he's a middle-aged man right now, you know what I mean?
He's so an elderly man. It's really tough. It sucks. Pets are insane. I mean, yeah, have four cats, and I know. I can't even.
We've seen your cats.
Words. I'm just saying, you become so attached to these animals. It's absurd. Yeah, I mean, it's just like you're so insanely attached to them.
Well, yeah, Brandon just got a brand new cat. So, I mean, I'm sure he already loves that thing. So, but Brandon, what were you trying to talk about with this homeopathic stuff? Did you learn some more shit after we talked with our two guests?
So I do want to talk about homeopathy if it comes up naturally, but I will say there's something a little more pressing that Joe brought up, which is the UFO disclosures on the first here tomorrow. Alex, I specifically want to ask you, man, because you have a particular sense for this thing, I think. I want to see. But I have a girlfriend's son who is big time into the conspiracy theory world. If you guys don't know, I'm the skeptic here that doesn't believe in a whole bunch of that stuff. But do you, similarly to the way that you called out Q, I think quite early on as being like, what the fuck? Are you really going to trust these guys to disclose, you know, not make it some kind of a thing? Are you sensing some kind of silly stuff here? And then I want to ask everybody, because we've had quite a few guests on our podcast about UFOs, and I have laid out my thought process kind of the same way the entire time, and I'm willing to be knocked off my pedestal. But Alex, what are you sniffing out about this?
Well, dude, it's here. Let me play this one clip. This is how long they've been planning this. Let me just show this. I want to do a screen share. And this is how long, this is how you know it's total fake bullcrap. Let me show you this. Okay, you guys can see. You guys,
yep.
Watch. This is Ronald Reagan, and listen to what he has to say.
Some outside universal threat.
Ready here.
Perhaps we need some outside universal threat. I occasionally think how quickly our differences worldwide would vanish if we were facing an alien threat from outside this world. And yet, I ask you, is not an alien force already among us? What could be more alien to the universal aspirations of our peoples than war and the threat?
And more secure for you and your children. I couldn't help at one point in our discussions privately with General Secretary Gorbachev, when you stop to think that we're all God's children, wherever we may live in the world, I couldn't help but say to him, just think how easy his task and mine might be in these meetings that we held, if suddenly there was a threat to this world from some other species, from another planet, outside in the universe. We forget all the little local differences that we have between our countries, and we would find out once and for all that we really are all human beings here on this earth together.
Okay, so what that all so So basically, that's their plan all along, is to do the fake alien invasion. And then even NASA has documents called Project Bluebeam, where they have technology where they can go in the sky and make it look like hologram Jesus is coming down or Muhammad's coming down. But they don't even need that. They don't even need any of that to trick us with aliens. They can just show us some shitty foregrain, you know, whatever, some grainy footage. And people are like, oh, my God, aliens.
Show us just like some footage from Independence Day.
Exactly. Well, yeah. But there is probably some sort of interdimensional being, but they're here on Earth already, and maybe the government can talk to them, but whatever alien species-wise, this is how it's going to work. There's going to be two aliens. It's not going to be one alien. That's not how it works in Transformers or whatever. That's not how it works in Marvel movies. There has to be a good alien and a bad alien, and we're going to team up with the good aliens to fight the bad aliens. That's how it works, dude. Guaranteed it.
So are you talking about Blue Beam? Are you talking about Bluebeam here? Yeah. Like, are you saying that they're going to fake like a bad alien?
Well, they don't even need that. They don't even need Project Bluebeam. But I'm just saying, eventually, if they need to do that, they probably don't even need to do that. These people are such sheep. I just believe they're doing the alien. Like he was saying that.
Yeah.
They just tease us. They just, it's like the girl that wants you to buy her nice stuff that never lets you sleep with her. You know what I mean? They always show you the nipple. They don't give you the cushy. You know what I mean?
I think they're going to fake a rapture. And I'm not going to give away the technology, but I've been looking into it, dude. And I think
why wouldn't you give that away? Just give it away.
Give it away.
Why are we keeping
it? Help us out, man. What is it? Please.
I'll talk about it. I was going to air this when we meet up with Sam Tripoli, thanks to Mark here. We're going to talk with Sam pretty soon next month. And I was going to pitch this on the Swarm Tank. But I guess I can talk about this now. I was going to fake the whole thing. So, you know how when people get the vaccine, right, you see this magnet stick into their arm, right?
Yeah.
And Alex, I saw you do that. Okay. What if the vaccines have this weird technology in it that turns your blood, which has iron in it, into a more metallicized substance, and those 30,000 plus satellites that Elon Musk has in the sky are special magnets for those people. And they have Jesus blue beam down over Israel or the Holy Land somewhere. And then all these vaccinated people with the magnets, they all get sucked up into the sky, dude. And all unvaccinated.
I love Brandon cracking up.
Fast. It's not going to go. They're not going to go fast. And no refrigerators are going to move. None of that shit. No metal is going to be moving up. No vehicles. Just people, because the vaccines are going to interact with their blood in such a way that it metallicizes them. And
they have been predictive programming that into every movie that has UFOs. One thing, getting lifted up in a spaceship.
I just want to say this for the people watching, because we've been talking about vaccines so much. I got to delete all this off YouTube. So I'm going to go off YouTube. If you guys want to watch this, I'm on Rockfin. Because you can't talk about all this stuff, so I gotta freaking.
Really?
On YouTube. Yeah.
That's why I don't fuck with YouTube.
Somebody lost their whole channel, so I gotta go. Even though there's a bunch of people watching, but guys, switch. The link is to the Rockfin. You guys find us on Rockfin. But you guys keep talking. I just want to say goodbye.
Jesus Christ! Like, what the fuck? We can't even fucking talk freely. That's so stupid. Yeah, well, I'm sorry. You know, I hate
Alex,
that shit.
Handle that. But I think the UFO topic is really just taking the conversation and framing it into a materialistic paradigm, because people have been seeing things in the sky for thousands and thousands of years. I mean, Alexander the Great had UFO sightings. There are UFO sightings in Egypt. Moses, people interpret some parts of the Bible as UFO sightings. I personally don't think that means that aliens have been here the whole time, but I mean, there are some type of phenomena. Personally, I think it's a spiritual phenomena or some sort of being that's inside of the earth that they're hiding from us. A group of people, a group of another type of being that lives, whether in the oceans or deep parts of the earth, that's been in contact with the human race for thousands and thousands of years in some shape or form. I think the idea that they come from another planet, some faraway planet, how can we trust them? I mean, Alex can back me up. NASA's bullshit. You know, everything NASA says is absolutely bullshit. I don't think they have any proof that we've been to space. So I really don't believe that these aliens are coming from another planet or another galaxy or another universe. I think they're from this same realm, and the government is either getting advanced technology from them in some shape or form, and that's why they don't want us to know the origin of it, maybe to protect their source of technology. But also, I think, you know, when you look into history and you see how much history is rewritten, it would make sense to me that they would also not want us to know about these beings, because those beings tell us a little bit about where we come from as well by knowing about them. Maybe not, you know, all together, but channeling. I mean, if you guys have looked into channeling, there's thousands of people around the world that have, you know, experienced cosmic entities channeled into them. So there's a lot of information in the kind of new age sector that would tell us that there are benevolent beings here trying to help the human race. And if you ask me, I think there has been a gradual waking up of the populace, at least here in the United States, because I only speak English. Yeah. So that's all I can really count for. But, you know, it seems to me like people are waking up. And if that's because there's a race of beings somewhere from another part of the earth that we just can't connect with because we don't have the submersible ships or whatever it is that allow them to access there and here and fly around and keep themselves so hidden. I mean, that's really what my suspicion leads me to believe.
Okay, so I have good thoughts.
No, go ahead.
I have my thoughts on this whole deal. And even more so lately, because, you know, it's all the mainstream media has had all these, you know, UFO professional people coming on and making the rounds, right? So now when they did this COVID bill and then they added the thing in for disclosure, that's supposed to be out by tomorrow, right? That Senator Marco Rubio was supposed to be in charge of. But we have to think back to what Wernher von Braun said on his deathbed, that said, whatever you see or whatever the government's going to say about these aliens, they're going to say that there's going to be an alien attack. He said, don't believe it. It's all fake. So that leads me to, okay, so now after years and years and years of the government hiding or not wanting to disclose anything about UFOs, even with Project Blue Book, which is not to be confused with Project Blue Beam, where they sent the Air Force out with Dr. Heinlein, and they were investigating all these UFO things, and it was their job to debunk it, right? So now you've got all these people like Lou Elizondo making the rounds, 60 Minutes, ABC, NBC's been on, and literally everywhere, right? And talking about this disclosure thing. And I think what's going on, you know, I think they are planning a fake alien attack, like Alex said. And everybody on this panel is familiar with this theory of Project Blue Beam, right? Yeah. So however they're gonna play it, or however they're gonna put it out, it's either gonna be fake alien invasion, it's gonna be fake second coming of Jesus and all this other stuff. But I think they want to do the fake alien invasion, because that again is gonna instill more fear into people, because this coronavirus now, that's like what, 60% of the people are not buying into this bullshit now, right? So they're like, okay, this isn't working. So now we're going to release the aliens. And I think why they're pushing for this disclosure now is because I think people are getting smart to figure out that the spaceships that everybody's seeing are actually our stuff. They're our craft that we had reverse engineered from,
and
possibly captured alien craft or whatever. They don't want to, they want to keep people in fear. They do not want other countries to know what we have for technology. They don't want
considering, to know where the other ways comes from. Considering the other ways that people interact with UFOs, it's not just sightings. I mean, we have abductions and we have cattle mutilations, right? To me, that would suggest some sort of genetic testing going on, where people in, you know, some kind of lab who wouldn't be able to do this type of work legally, CIA, are using these kind of crazy technological means of getting things like, you know, the brain stem or the spinal fluid of a cow. I don't know. I mean, that's a little far-fetched, but with the MK Ultra stuff, you certainly can draw a connection between an alien abduction and some of the things that people report with, you know, this traumatic mind control, brainwash programming that the CIA and other intelligence intelligence agencies are known for.
So do you think that has some, do you think some of that has more to do with the military, or are they like, you know, stealing technology from aliens to do those, or is it just all military? Because that's a huge debate.
Well, a lot of people cite the Washington flyover as, you know, either a sign that the Nazis, you know, had some kind of UFO technology and they won and they're proclaiming their victory. But some other people say like that the UFOs that flew over Washington, D.C. after World War II were making a deal with Eisenhower, right? Or I believe it was Eisenhower.
Yeah, Greyhound Treaty.
And if you believe that, I mean, and also on top of that, this gentleman, Valiant Thor, who allegedly was from Mars and worked in the Congress for some period of time and told people that he was an intergalactic being, I would say that it just seems to me like what Ron was saying about Project Blue Book, that they set this kind of narrative up. If you look at all the science fiction writers at the time, they were all playing around with these ideas. People have been seeing things flying around in the sky. So I think it was a part of this kind of psyop, you know, to just fool people into thinking that this technology was coming from some far-fetched place instead of from an actual deal that they made with these beings, or from, you know, the technology that they had gotten from the Nazis, or, you know, whoever, wherever this technology comes from. The fact is there are black budget projects where it's possible that they're doing this stuff with our money, right?
But I mean, for sure. So Corey just says real quick in the chat, he said, satellites hang from balloons. They don't need magnets. I think that's a David Weiss thing, isn't it? He thinks the satellites hang from balloons.
I just wanted to say, I don't think it's super far-fetched to say that we're an experiment, or whatever you were saying is, you're like, oh, I think that's kind of far-fetched. No, nothing's really far-fetched because we kind of don't have any fucking idea what's going on. So
trust the science.
Let's all remember that, like, we don't fucking know what's happening. We could be a science experiment in an alien's fucking lab. We have no idea. And
if anyone
wants to prove
hole.
To me that I'm wrong, please, I invite you to do so. Sir or madam,
thought.
Please do.
That was like my first thought of the universe, was that we were just, you know, like, once I started doing like science experiments in high school and things like that, that was my first idea. It was like some intelligent alien, we're just some high school experiment, and we just happen to be working out. You know, we're throwing all kinds of crazy theories
cool.
around. Yeah, well, I mean, it's entertaining, if nothing
someone
else.
Someone made Idiocracy, right? That's cool.
Exactly. So have you guys heard the theory, since we're throwing all this crazy shit around, that the moon is a projection of the flat Earth, but there's extra little areas on the moon that are outside of our realm?
I saw something about that today, yeah.
Well, I've done a lot of research on this, what I think the moon is. Yeah, I mean, I believe the moon and the sun are both lights, and I believe the moon, the moon is 13 28-day cycles, so that's the same as a woman's menstrual cycle. So I believe the moon is the vagina and the sun is the penis, and that's what creates the universe. I swear,
and
they're
like
actually
this
the same
sometimes.
Size.
It's like,
it's just how it works. That's why the eclipse, that's what it is. I mean, I believe the eclipse is actually a third celestial body causing that, but listen, I'm telling you that the moon being a reflection of like the Earth, I don't know, that looks a little fuddy-duddy, but the fact that the moon aligns perfectly with a woman's cycle and 364 days, the amount of days in the year, it's just not an accident. It's so obvious that the sun, moon, and stars are a clock in the sky.
Alex,
in my opinion.
To that point, I mean, we were just talking about this on a different podcast a couple of days ago. I don't remember which one, but the Roman Empire has, you know, added 2 months to the calendar and thrown the whole thing off. So yeah, we're definitely not within a natural cycle. And I've even heard that the zodiac is supposed to have 13 signs and not 12. So yeah, I definitely think that as far as the timeline and the calendar goes, if you really look, the deeper you look, the more errors there are. It's, you know, these people,
yeah,
who
like
trust to keep our time are not the best timekeepers.
Like that additional zodiac mark, that's true, because like where my birthday falls, I'm at the end of Sagittarius, and they're saying that if that 13th zodiac sign was there like it's supposed to be there, that whatever that sign is, that's what I would actually be. So I find that's pretty interesting. And And the Roman calendar is way different than the what's the other calendar?
Gregorian and Hermetic.
Gregorian, yeah, something like that. And but I think, you know, getting back to the alien thing, the technology, you know, there's a lot of theories that the Nazis had contact with extraterrestrials, and this is where they were able to become so advanced so fast. And that brings the Nazi bell into play, which was a allegedly a time machine, but I mean, in a sense, it would be actually a time machine would be the same as a flying saucer, right? Because flying saucers defy time as we know it. And then all of a sudden, you know, World War II ends in 45, and now all this stuff, Roswell was 47, all this stuff started happening like a lot after the end of World War II. And then to fly over in Washington, that could have been just the Nazis saying, well, look, we're going to show you what we can do, right?
Maybe the reason why we're seeing more and more UFOs is because they're actually traveling back from a future point through time. So, you know, now that we're going further in time, you know, we're seeing more of them as they travel in reverse towards us. And I don't know if you guys have seen, but I remember there's these pictures that floated around on the internet a couple of years ago of these guys that were dressed in like really strange outfits, but everyone else was clearly, you know, in 1800s garb. It was like some of the first cameras ever invented and some of the first photographs ever taken. And there are these strange characters in these groups of people who were dressed in like
they clearly
t-shirts
don't
like
fit
we're
in.
Wearing now, yeah. You know, and it's nobody else had clothes like that. And yeah, you can say maybe it's just a Photoshop, and but I would, you know, think that it's a fun thought experiment to think that maybe these UFOs would come from a future point.
I love that whole theory of the grays being us in the future, because that's kind of what we're moving towards. We talked about it several times on different episodes about this whole lack of individuality. It's all coming down to this one. Everybody should be the same and think the same. And that's kind of what the grays are. They're like little drones that just think the same, hive mind, and do their thing. So I love that theory that they're just us from the future coming back to try to fix shit before we end up like them, because they suck, obviously.
And Joe, that's my theory. That's been my theory right along. That extraterrestrials are time travelers.
Well, let me tell you my theory on time travel. Well, guys, if anybody, I love time travel movies. Everybody loves Back to the Future, this and that. But it's just a simple idea. One of the biggest movies that affected me was the movie The Butterfly Effect. And you know, the idea that movie was just intense because there was like that intense scene where the kids got raped. But other than that, the idea of time travel is the literally the flap of a butterfly's wings being different would change the course of history so drastically, so that it would be impossible to ever go back in time. Because if one person got in a car accident, then they wouldn't have been born, and then the world would have been so different. So time travel is almost impossible, because every time you'd go back, you would fuck up the future so bad by just taking a shit in the wrong toilet.
Yeah. Just moving your hand.
Yeah. I mean, literally the flaps of a butterfly. So right. any time traveler would come in here and be like, hey, where's the subway? And then that would slow that guy down, and that guy should have got hit by a bus. But since he doesn't get hit by a bus, he ends up murdering a family, and that family was going to be the future that stopped the revolution. God knows what. I'm just saying, the idea of time travel is so freaking complicated.
What if you can't go forward?
Yeah, that's why I think the time travel thing, it probably does different timelines. Like, if you actually go back and change something in the past, that just diverts a different timeline. So the original timeline you're from continues as it was going.
Have you guys ever seen Fringe?
Back and changed,
just watch Fringe.
It's a different timeline.
Yeah, so is that why it's like Mandela? So what do you guys think about the Mandela effect?
Yeah, that's
wires crossed.
Firm believer.
Yes.
Yeah. Alex, that's
same
tied
thing.
In because the same thing that Ryan had just said, like if one little thing is off or whatever, like Joe was saying, like in a different timeline, right? And I think the more I think about things, this whole Mandela effect is the real deal. I think we're in a different timeline now than we were pre 2012, or when they struck up that CERN thing over there in Switzerland or wherever it is, because I have very good memory, and I can remember certain things from when I was a kid growing up that is just not the case now. The simple thing like you know, the lion and lamb in the Bible. It was always the lion laid with the lamb. Now they're saying the lion laid with the wolf. It's like, okay, that's not, I don't remember that. And I mean, we could just talk for like the next half hour on the Mandela effect, but I think somehow, some way, we got diverted to a different timeline because shit is not how I remember it as a kid.
That would be
so. And I think the Mandela effect could be in line with some type of maybe messed up time travel experiment that we all got caught up in.
There's a lot of Mandelas. Like Chick-fil-A is spelled correctly, C-I-C-H-I-C-K, but I swear to God, as a kid, it was spelled with that. It was C-H-I-K. I mean, it wasn't spelled, you know, correctly. Like, I swear, I remember as a kid writing it in my, when Chick-fil-A, going there as a kid, loving it and it being spelled wrong. So that is very weird. What is the other people's favorite Mandelas? Everybody should. Oh, and I see white people on the scary movie with the Wayans brothers. It was actually I See Dead People, but I swear to God, I remember.
Dude, that, No. He was ripping it off from The Sixth Sense.
Yeah, but but he says I see dead people. I thought he said I see white people.
No, he always says I see white people.
He never says I see white people. He never says I see white people. He never says that. Yes, dude. Sure? I thought that's a Mandela. Yes, he never says it. That's the Mandela. That's the Mandela. I swear to God, I heard it too.
Okay, well, I did too. So I would like to watch that again. This is in Scary Movie 3, correct?
I don't know which one he doesn't say.
Pulling it up right now.
He doesn't say it. Google Mandela effect.
Okay.
Wait, slow down. I like that our minds are blown. So I'm telling you, didn't you? I remember it as I see white people. He says I see dead people.
Please. Yeah, because he's stoned and he's a black dude stoned on the couch and he's freaking out because he sees a bunch of white people. Yeah, that's what I remember.
Okay, so check this one out. This one's a big one for me. Oscar Mayer.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Well, the song, you know, you sing the song. I saw the Oscar Mayer van the other day. It was fucking epic. A giant hot dog.
But so Ryan, sick. It's giant not wiener. The song. It's not the song, though. It's a simple thing. It's pronounced Oscar Mayer hot dogs, right?
Yeah, it's M-A-E-R.
Mayer is spelled M-E-Y-E-R.
Yeah, yeah.
Fucking any Mayer, that's how they're spelled. It's a Jewish name. M-E-Y-E-R. Now they're saying it's Oscar Mayer, but it's M-A-Y-E-R. That's fucking Mayer. That's not Mayer. Yeah. So it's like my baloney has a first name. It's O-S-C-A-R. My baloney has a second name. It's M-E-Y-E-R. And that's what it was. And now they're saying it's M-A-Y-E-R. That's just one example. And it blows, you know, all the other ones, like the monocle on the Monopoly man, that fucking blows everybody's mind.
I want to hear Brandon, what's your thought on the Mandela shit? Like, do you have any of those yourself? Do you remember any of these things, or what do you think that is?
Yeah, we had an episode on this pretty early on, and I think it is ascribing way too much authority and agency to just bad memory. I mean, we really...
It's a collective bad memory, though, because everybody remembers it the same. That's what trips me out. If it was just me, I would get it.
Hundreds of millions of people all have bad memories.
It's
right?
possible,
no,
though.
But that is true, is that hundreds of millions of people have bad memories. And as we've described, the reasons that people might think that it's something else are very understandable. I mean, the Luke, I am your father line from Star Wars that never actually happens, you can very clearly see that it's because of all of the Scary Movie 3 type renditions of it, where people just put that phraseology out there a little bit differently, and it just organically affected our collective memory of it. There's this assumption that you guys were talking about earlier about the fact that the intelligentsia are making us all act like a hive mind. I would argue that we are a hive mind in and of ourselves. I mean,
can't not agree with that.
So it's you're kind of drawing this artificial line between what it takes to collectively misremember things and what it takes to get them right. With the English language, what is it? Franklin Delano Roosevelt, like the way that you just say it that makes sense why we would not say it correctly. It really, really makes sense.
Whereas it's Delano.
Right, exactly. Whereas in Spain or in Italy, this is not an issue, you know, because the inflection is so different just because they have a different way of talking about the word Franklin. So it's very, I see in this first few minutes that we've been talking already, I see way too many like tautologies being tossed out where I'm asking like, well, what other evidence do you want that people are collectively misremembering things than the initial video? Like, we can just look at the initial video and then see that people have other ideas of what was said, and we can very plainly and easily, I think, just call them wrong, that they misremembered things. Memory is a crazy thing. I don't know if you guys have heard of these cases where, you know, police have pushed like family members into confessing to a crazy, yeah. Like,
well, that's just false memories, the false memory theory.
But I would say that's a real thing, Brandon. And I would say that there's just an artificial line that you guys are placing there between what is an artificial memory and what is a fake or faked or implanted memory.
Yeah,
much like the way you guys are talking about the fact that there is predictive programming in movies versus maybe you guys just watch too many movies and get too many of your ideas about the world from that.
Well, there's things like that, and I think the Bernstein Bears, like that was the big one for me, was the Bernstein Bears, because I learned how to read using those books, dude. And I was always taught in school that I's before E, right? You always were taught that. And I remember asking my mom, like, why is the E before the I in this Bernstein Bears? And I remember, dude, I called her after I learned about the Mandela Effect, because she has all the original, like, printed in the 90s Bernstein Bear books. Okay, Bernstein Bear books. And she goes up there and I'm like, Mom, without looking at Bernstein Bears, how do you spell it, right? And maybe I planted the idea in her head because I said Bernstein, right? But she says like the way that I thought, the S-T-E-I-N. And she goes up there and she tripped the fuck out, dude, seeing that. You know what I mean? Because when you learn something, it sticks with you, right? When you're literally learning something as fundamental as how to read, how to sound words out. Bernstein...
Isn't Alex's last name the same way? Alex, your last name is Stein, but it's spelled S-T-E-I-N, right?
Yeah.
I think Alex took a pee-pee break or something because he took himself off.
And I was going to say my favorite Mandela effect is that it's Mandela or Mandeller, as Ron says it. I didn't know that it was pronounced Mandeller. And so I guess I'm fucked.
Well,
New England. We put R's. We take.
Okay,
the
I was
R's.
Gonna say, is this the Mandela?
Don't even say R, Ron, because R doesn't exist in New England. I know that because
well,
I'm
does.
From there.
It so. Does, Jen. So we take it out of the middle of the word. On a lot of words, we take it out of the middle
and
of the
end.
Word, and then on other words, we put it on the end. That's just how we use it economically. Like, because I hear myself
so efficient.
When I say idea, it has an R on the end of it, even idea. Though there is no R.
Wow. Like vagina. We got a Corey. We got a query from Corey in the chat. It said, "What's Mark's take on the rumors of Instinct Guy?" That I'm not familiar with that. Mark, are you?
Who? Instinct Guy?
Instinct Guy. Yeah, is that a thing you're familiar with?
No, is that something that I assume that would be somebody else? In
Corey,
the
elaborate.
That sounds familiar. Yeah, that sounds familiar.
Maybe he's commenting on someone else.
Send us a link
in the chat.
No, I don't think so. I was looking back. No, it just says what's Mark's take on the rumors of Instinct Guy. Corey, if you're still listening, please elaborate.
But
we need to know more
about
this.
I do have something to say about what Brandon said. I mean, I don't think anybody was suggesting that the elite created the hive mind, Brandon. I think what we're saying is that they have knowledge of the way human beings operate within this hive mind, manipulate that, and take advantage of that. I think that's pretty standard. I think most of us here would agree on that. But I don't think that they, you know, create that atmosphere. I think human beings, just like every other animal, have some sort of instinctual wiring that they fall back on. But it's the education system that leaves us to depend on our instincts rather than educate our higher thinking.
Let me just revisit what we were talking about before. Am I incorrect in remembering that, though, the accusation is that these things that they are doing, is making us, quote unquote, more hive minded. And I should not have implied. If I did, I don't mean to say that.
I think the maths prove that. Yeah.
I think yeah, there's definitely certain areas where they incentivize people to follow the leader. I mean, just in entertainment itself. I mean, when you look at entertainment, you have to consider the psychological narrative that's going on, you know, and people learn things from media, cartoons, television shows, movies. And when we say predictive programming, I'm not really saying that there's some Houdini who sets up a script and then all of a sudden everybody goes and does exactly what he predicted them to do. But there are certain archetypes and symbols that are at play that have a psychological effect on what people do in their daily lives, whether that's based on their moods, their passions, their drives. They construct a framework through which people live their lives on a subconscious level.
I think marketing proves that point really well, Mark. Just the fact that there's known techniques in marketing that triggers your subconscious, even colors or shapes or, you know, different things. That can be used on a mass scale real fucking easily, and it is. I mean, look at the Coca-Cola logo or any other crazy logo. Right. A stop
and
sign
Carl,
is a great
Carl
one.
Carl Jung, Sigmund Freud, these are some of the first and great psychologists that have taught so many people about psychology, but those same people influenced men like Edward Bernays, who went and created this whole psychological manipulative marketing scheme that Joe was
Father
kind of touching on.
Yeah.
And then I'm pretty sure that guy's nephew or something or other created Netflix, you know? So
we talked about that in our last episode, dude. Yeah, it's fascinating when, you know, you get, because, yeah, just like you said, Mark, Edward Bernays's great nephew or something like that is the co-founder and the original CEO of Netflix. And Netflix is such a great propaganda tool right now in, like, this generation. The same way that TV was, I think we were talking about Disney.
Carl Jung's case, Ian Fleming and Aldous Huxley and other guys that were involved with the CIA were talking to Carl Jung and getting information from him and using that sort of psychology at play in their tactics. But
I guess I'm just left wondering, though, because we're in a capitalist system, and these are capitalists who are mainly taking advantage of have the capabilities to take advantage of these things. Isn't that what capitalists are supposed to do? And B, what is a good version? What's a good version of someone taking advantage of this? Because
dude, you don't think communists are using propaganda, Brandon? I mean, that's what we're talking about. Edward Bernays is the father of propaganda.
I think we'd be completely lost if we thought that capitalism, communism, or any other ism is to blame for any of this. I think that's just a cloak through which these things operate. People are people. They have people motives. And if there's a system that allows them to take advantage of other people, they're going to do that in the way that it allows them to, whether it's communism or capitalism. No matter what, if you create a structure like that that allows people to take advantage of others, people are going to go and do that because there are people out there who are greedy and selfish and immoral, right? But I don't think we're talking about just isms. We're talking about people. You know, Carl Jung, Sigmund Freud, Edmund Bernays, these are people who had an influence on others with the wheels that they set in motion. Okay. Now Netflix controls the narrative. They decide what people are entertained with. They decide what type of content goes on their network. Just like YouTube, which Alex unfortunately had to shut us off of, because YouTube wants to decide that we can't say COVID, we can't say vaccine, because we're giving misinformation as if we're not adults who have our own critical thinking skills to make a decision for ourselves. And also the people listening. I mean, are they so stupid that they can't think for themselves? I would hope that nobody listens to me completely. I mean, take what I have to say and weigh it against what you're personally thinking and what you've experienced in your life. And I think, you know, that's the
Sounds like wrong think to me, Mark. It sounds like wrong think.
Sounds like you need to tune back into CNN and Fox and get your facts fucking straight, Mark.
You know, it's funny. Somebody asked me, you know, oh, did you see this television show? I'm like, I haven't had a TV in like 5 years because I don't give a shit. I don't want to be programmed by any of that. So I just listen to podcasts.
Black Mirror is a great show, though. I will say that. It's a fun show.
Don't you think it's fun? It's a fun challenge to watch TV and try to like overtake it. Sorry, I don't mean to like interrupt.
Yeah, wait, what is Brandon? No, please talk. But what does Brandon think about Black Mirror? Everything in that freaking thing is going, I mean, is like.
It's exactly right. Yeah. It's coming. It's happening. It's fucking happening.
Well, it depends on the level at which you're claiming it's really, really happening. I remember particularly about that episode about a consciousness being implanted into an Alexa, an Amazon Alexa application. Look, if you guys want to claim that, you know, I would encourage anyone to listen to Mark and I's.
I don't believe they can create. No. I don't claim that. I don't see artificial intelligence is a psyop. See, we don't have the ability to actually do artificial intelligence like people think, because AT&T, all these phone companies, I forget the test. They have a test where robots try to trick humans to thinking that they're not talking to a robot, right? And these robots suck at it. They failed 99% of the time. A human can always figure it out very shortly. So we don't even have the technology to even fool a human to have a conversation back and forth about their electricity. So
I would disagree, dude. That's a fact, but listen,
they don't have it there. They don't have, well, you can say they have it, but they don't have this technology. So the idea that they have this collective consciousness that can think on its own, dude, they can't even create that technology in a phone conversation. So artificial intelligence, like you think, is not what they say. And this is the idea. It's a transhumanist agenda where they want to upload your consciousness to a computer so you can live forever. So that is what like Elon Musk wants. But the artificial intelligence, like a human can, a person can emulate a human and it can have its own consciousness or think like a human. No, I can't do that. Now, can they have an artificial intelligence robot and put a gun on its back like a dog in Black Mirror and shoot people? Yes.
I'm
responding specifically to the point that you made, Alex. You said literally everything in that is happening. And if we're
you
okay
know what I mean,
that
okay.
No. I really do know what you mean. And when you say literally everything, I will take you at your word.
Well, there literally everything is potentially could come true in that. I'll say that. Literally everything is a possibility of coming true. I'll say that.
The things that are coming true in that show is in like the version of American Idol that they do in that movie where everyone's kind of running on a treadmill. There's pieces of each episode that are already true. Right. So they show in that movie, this chick, you know, gets in front of the American Idol judges and they all have their avatars in the stands. There's no real people in the stands. That happened in 2020, bitch. You know what I mean? Like, and I'm not talking to you, Brandon. I'm talking to everyone. And that shit happened in 2020. You know what I mean? Like, there was literally people paid to have their video, their Zoom stream on the Super Bowl. On any kind of sporting event that was going on. And so there's pieces of each thing. DARPA, you know, this is what kind of educated a lot of the people onto DARPA was when they show the fucking dogs chasing the people down, right? In that one episode, I forget what that episode's called. But then people start Googling, they learn about Boston Scientific and DARPA, and they're like, holy shit, this is fucking real too? You know what I mean? Like there's little pieces of each one of those things that has come true. And you know, it was kind of crazy when I ended up finding out about Black Mirror. I ended up watching it on the day that, like, there's one episode that there's a calendar showing and the exact day that it is and the day of the week that it is showing on this calendar. So it was a super weird synchronistic thing that got me into that show. But I watch that shit every fucking night when I'm stoned and going to sleep. That's fun.
Black Mirror?
Yeah, it's good to watch. Smoke a little on the Black Mirror.
It's a valuable thing. I don't know if anyone is seeing Black. I'm quite sure that someone could see this as predictive programming, but I think a valuable thing, a valuable service that art that unfortunately stems images from places like Hollywood provides us to start to frame the questions that we ask about how we want our society to be run, we should take them. We should take it from their from their sources as well. We shouldn't take it whole meal, but at least can factor it into the discussion, I think. And this is what something that I think is hurt by the longstanding conservative push against the arts movement and liberalism, neoliberalism in general.
Mr. Peacock, can I show you something that's pretty intense? Can I show something to share a screen?
Okay, by the way, dude, I got a question for you when you're done, Alex.
Okay, look at this. Now, you guys can ask the question. Hold on. Let me show
you. Okay, everybody. So does anyone know what the name Black Mirror is?
What is that?
Like it's a screen. It's a screen. This is what this is about. So I want to show a little bit of this clip. This is how Back to the Future predicts 9/11. Brandon, I want you to watch this and tell me what you think. This is pretty intense. Here, I'll play it at a little faster speed. Oh, shoot, you can't hear. Hold on.
On the night that I go back in time, you will be shot by terrorists. Please take whatever precautions are necessary to prevent this terrible disaster.
In the 1985 classic, Back to the Future, at a scene called the Twin Pines Mall, we will bear witness to a sudden surprise terrorist attack, perpetrated by a group of Muslim terrorists. The attack is at the Twin, which is a reference to the Twin Towers.
9/11 inverted.
When we turn the sign upside down, the digits on the clock read 911 or 9/11. The Twin Pines are a symbolic representation of the Twin Towers. Before the terrorist attack, the Twins are present, but after the attack, the Twins are gone, replaced with a single pine. This takes place on 9/11, where the Twins are destroyed and replaced with a single tower, the One World Trade Building. Also at this scene, Doc shows us two stopwatches, both of which display encoded 9/11s. Is this only a coincidence? The pines are the towers, and this symbol system is confirmed in Back to the Future Part 2, where we see the Twin Pines appear again on a projection movie screen in Marty's future house. Marty's family gathers around the movie screen, and the Twin Pines actually morph into the Twin Towers. This is because the Twin Pines are the Twin Towers. The pines are the towers. Pines, Towers, and the Twin Pines Mall is the Twin Towers Mall, which is why all the clocks here secretly say 9/11 and why there will be a Muslim terrorist attack resulting in the destruction of the Twin Pines or the Twin Towers.
Ow!
The appearance of the towers is not a random backdrop, as we can see the Statue of Liberty lurking just as secretly as the towers, making this scene a secret recreation of New York City, where Marty's family has gathered to stare at Ground Zero. Of these three characters staring at Ground Zero, one of them is completely upside down. But in the entire Back to the Future saga, this is the only time when an upside down character will ever appear. The hint being given here is to observe the scene from his perspective by turning it upside down. But
when
doing so, the Twin Towers are clearly shown to be falling down. In the entire history of cinema, this scene of Back to the Future is the most literal depiction ever made showing the Twin Towers falling down. So how is it possible
that this scene would occur in a story that already
contains a terrorist attack by Muslims at the Twins on 9/11, where the Twins are the Twin Towers, which then execute Hollywood's best depiction of the Twin Towers' collapse? But Back to the Future doesn't just portray this attack, it develops into an elaborate warning about it.
Just go back early and warn him. I can tell you about the future!
Doc, about the future. You will be shot by terrorists.
But Marty is carrying more essential information about the future. He knows the exact time and date that a tower will be struck.
Save the clock tower!
Look at this. Look behind him.
Don't forget to take a flyer. Save the clock tower.
In a story we already suspect of being a 9/11 warning, how is it possible that this phrase appears on a flyer telling the future? Then, when the tower strike takes place, a giant flaming 9/11 is ignited in the street.
Oh, shit.
9/11.
You don't Martin see it,
Brandon.
Exactly
when and no, where I do. I also see 9/8.
Because it's all written
9/11.
On this flyer and placed in his hands.
Keep watching.
But something lurks in the background overseeing this transaction.
Damn.
But why does this symbol hover while Marty is forewarned about the tower strike?
Keep watching, Brandon. It's almost over. We have to watch the whole thing. Back to the Future was written. Is Mark mad that we're watching this, Mark?
First released in 1985, but to depict the future, Zemeckis chose October 2015.
Hi, Doc. What's going on, huh? Where are we? When are we? October 21st, 2015.
The Twin Towers scene takes place in October 2015, and the towers appear on a movie screen, meaning the McFly family is watching a secretly placed Twin Towers movie released on October 2015, directed by Robert Zemeckis. So how could it be that now, in the real October 2015,
Robert
a major Hollywood production is about to hit theaters worldwide, and it is exclusively about the Twin Towers? It happens to be directed by Robert Zemeckis. The title of this new Twin Towers film is The Walk, and this new Twin Towers film has the exact same release date as the secret Twin Towers film Planted in Back to the Future, which exposes the symbolism of the pines and depicts the Twin Towers collapse. So why would Zemeckis now draw our attention to it with a major Hollywood production? Back to the Future was released in 1985, The Walk in 2015, exposing this warning after 30 years. Marty writes this warning into a letter. He seals it shut, intending for it to remain hidden for a specific amount of time.
What could be the abyss? Find out 30 years! 30 years. What could be the abyss? Find out 30 years!
The Walk is the reveal of the 9/11 warning, given to Doc while he is rigging a giant wire to the Twin Tower representing Clock Tower.
Evening, Dr. Brown. What's with the wire?
The Walk is about a plot to rig a giant wire to the Twin Towers.
Directed by Robert Zemeckis.
So Marty records the warning while Doc is rigging the wire to the tower. Marty tells Doc he will understand the warning in 30 years.
Find out 30 years!
30 years later, the director makes a movie about rigging a wire to a tower, the Twin Towers, because the warning within Marty's letter is about a terrorist attack at the Twin Towers.
What's with the wire? What's with the wire? What's with the wire? What's with the wire?
After rigging this wire, the tower strike takes place, and a Marty McFly from the future runs out onto the scene. He has just time traveled here from October 2015, the release date of The Walk. But in The Walk, standing on top of the Twin Towers, is Marty McFly. This Marty has arrived here from the exact date where this Marty is standing. The plot of The Walk is the tower wire rigging event that just took place at this scene. One Marty is standing on top of the Twin Towers, while the other Marty stands inside a giant flaming 9/11 in the wake of a tower strike. While simultaneously across town, another Marty witnesses a terrorist attack take place at the Twins, which are actually the Twin Towers, a fact we learned from the secretly placed Twin Towers movie released on October 2015. This movie is
Mark
actually
doesn't like
walk,
it.
Which is why it has Marty McFly standing on top of the Twin Towers.
Just like a minute left, I think. Oh shit, a couple minutes left. Hold on.
What's with the wire?
I will say Robert Mueller became the director of FBI 1 week before 9/11 happened. I don't know.
Really?
Yeah, dude. Robert Mueller, man. We got some pretty crazy shit coming up with him.
Okay, well, we don't have to watch the whole thing. It's a long video. I know you, but you got it. You really
yeah,
got
to look. It's fascinating. That's predictive programming at its finest, right there, dude.
Yeah, I mean.
And why is it one of the most popular movies of all time?
You got to get into the end. It even gets crazier. That was only half of that movie. It's
well, we gotta close out here pretty soon. Anyway, we got shit going on. It's a school night, but do you have a link to that? Send it to
me. Yeah, Let me put it in the chat.
Okay.
What do you mean?
For the
you
record,
did like
though.
That? Because
I just thought it was funny how repetitive he was. He was like, the Twin Pines or the Twin Towers. He must have said that like 20 times. It just made me laugh the 30th time he said it. Oh, wait,
I put it in the chat.
30 years.
30 years.
I liked
years.
It. I thought it was fascinating.
Everybody needs to watch it. But so Brandon, you don't think there's any predictive programming? And you know that the government works like Hollywood has to work with the military to rent like the actual military tanks and stuff. So there's been movies where they had to change the script where they wanted like them to be like Chinese terrorists or whatever, and they had to be like North Korean. You know, they had there is government influence in movies. So for you to say that there's no truth in movies. you're wrong. You're burnt. You're wrong. Okay, so that's what I'm saying.
But you're saying there's no truth in
say there's probably a lot of truth in movies. Probably more truth in movies than in the news, as a matter of fact.
Well, yeah, but how do you differentiate between 9TT is shown there in this clip? You guys saw it 9/11. I saw 9H, 9TT. I don't know what that conspiracy is.
That's because you're a bitch ass and can't see anything, dude, because your pineal glands fried.
How do you differentiate that between a truism like the circle of life? Like, we're both agreeing here that true things are in movies. It's the question about what are you implying by this that we can get into. I doubt that you will mean it literally, Alex, but okay.
What? Well, I don't even know what all that psychobabble meant. That's the thing, is I don't know. It's not very clear or concise what you're trying to say, but I'll tell you this much. There is a lot of truth in movies. In the news, it's all bullshit, biased propaganda stuff. So the reason why is because they use movies as a propaganda to subliminally program you, to get you okay with the future that they're trying to implement. It's like with 1984. It's the reason they made you read that book in high school, the same reason they made you read To Kill a Mockingbird, because they wanted you to know about Boo Radley and Atticus Finch and, you know, just shit like that, dude. There is a agenda, and there's social engineers that put cogs in place to create the outcome they want. I know that's so far-fetched for you to believe, but, dude, there's groups of companies, Bilderberg, Council for Foreign Relations, you know, the pharmaceutical companies. These guys are the biggest influencers in the media, so if you can see that the media is bought and sold like a sack of potatoes, they have no integrity, and it's all just a media manipulation technique.
You say a whole bunch of stuff and more of it than you think we agree on. The implications of what you're saying and what we agree on, though, come to be very, very different things. We've discussed before how the media lies. Yes, the media has lied and has lied, and we can go on a case-by-case basis about this, but coincidence does happen, and 9TT or 9H, whatever that is, I'm down to listen to whatever that is, to whatever.
You got to watch the whole video. You got to watch the whole thing. Robert Zemeckis is involved. They're the biggest New World Order. You need to watch the whole thing. Or we'll watch it. No, legit, Matt can hang up, and then you can come. I mean, we can watch it on my show. I don't care. I mean, I'll watch it on mine. You can join me. I'll send you a link to come on my show after this one.
That'd be great, man. We can do it.
Okay. All right, let me close out here, you guys. I got a shitload of stuff going on in the house. I don't know what's going on out there, but I got to check it out. So let's go around the horn real quick. Dangerous World, give us your shout-outs.
Yes, sir. So Dangerous World Pod on Instagram, Dangerous World Stores, where you can get all of our merch. And please subscribe to the Patreon if you got $3, Dangerous World Podcast on Patreon.
And Alex, give us your shout outs.
Conspiracy Castle on Rockfin. If you're watching me on Rockfin right now, we're live on my channel as well. Come click it, hit it up. Let's go. Spread the love. Legit Bad. I love what you're doing, dog. Keeping it gangster. That's what we got to do. We got to come together. That's what I'm saying. Hey, you got the relationship too. You know, you have the guy and the girl, the yin and the yang. Like what I like to call the penis and the vagina, the sun and the moon. That's what I'm saying. So you got it all, dude. You're really living the life, I'm telling you. So
totally.
Keep on rocking in the free world for as long as it's free.
Thank you, Alex, for joining us. Mark, what do you got for us?
Well, people know me from the My Family Thinks I'm Crazy podcast. We got some great episodes coming out this week. But please go sign up for the Dangerous World Patreon.
Oh, what a guy.
I'm a patron there.
I'm a patron.
He made it. He made it. I'm a patron there.
Ron's a patron there. Alex is a patron there. So come join the fucking club and hang out with us in the patron, because the Dangerous World Patreon has way more patrons than I do. So it's actually a bigger party. So come hang out there. And without further ado, Ron, please.
That was nice, Mark.
Oh, hey, yeah. Hey, okay, Ron from New England here. You can find me on Instagram at, you know where, Ron from New England, and also the Wicked Planet podcast. Come and check us out. We're on everywhere you see podcasts or hear them, whatever. Come and check it out. Give us a follow. And apparently I'm the only person on this panel that does not have a Patreon. So while all these guys are making the big bucks, I'm sitting back here petting my dog with no money to buy him treats.
I think Ron was asleep for like the last half hour or so. Either that or he was stroking out. I couldn't tell, but glad to see you're awake, buddy.
No, I was kind of paying attention to Alex's little little presentation there. Yeah, it was kind of interesting.
He made that himself, that Ron.
Yeah. No, I didn't. All right. That's not my video. That's an epically edited. So we're going to keep watching it. You guys, I'll send y'all the link because freaking legit Bat's got to go. We can stay longer.
We're signing off. Thanks, you guys, for joining us. We'll talk to you soon.
I'll send you guys a link.
All right, bye.
Text it.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you'll get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matters more than ever. Place your money line, prop, or parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park.